Sarah Getch. Legacy for Mildred, 1912 to 1967. In the beginning, there existed patterns. Tree branches, autumn before winter, belief in the newspaper's historical record. That the historical record had its own pattern, only print versions, only certain spellings acceptable, was not a problem for husbands, or birds whose feathers offered a certain amount of protection. During molt, birds appear temporarily drab, dull almost, a stage of protection to not rouse affection as she perches in brown branches. Though often it's the male displaying vividly, the husbands, shall we call them? Once bred, birds return to the normal record and feathers. They, once upon a time, settles back to old spells and mating rituals, solitary, on their own. Every beer parlor she ever ran eventually owed its fame to her. Millie's in Old Town, then north for protection, or quiet, near the lake. Kravchuk, Bobinski, Adams, the misspellings in the 1930s newsprint could make her a hard woman to find. Pages and full decades of pints, live music, language, so much kept off the record. One could tangle with truth for a living if it weren't for her husband's prison records, divorce paperwork, ship manifest, census taking. The husband always listed first, except in the coveted homestead of her own body. Dark curls like a grandmother's, a mouth painted to match the record albums, flight from the Windy to the Emerald City, language like a barricade to keep you in your place. The story switches focus from full frontal to cost of living and the spelling of her desire. Her favorite words were all four letters, spelled D-I-N-G, as in still in the ding weeds. As in, only one live band made it this far north up the dead-end highway. The Cedars Bar boughs now scented with cigars and bare feet stench. He did own plenty of acres along Kalispell Creek, was friends with a judge for protection later in life, who even as a man of law wondered at the official record. Were they married, he asks, because the hot flock of stories shimmers with so much sex we can't separate the name from the woman. My favorite is the one about her giving out candy, rubbers, and beef jerky in a brown bag to the boys, not yet husbands, going off to summer camp, leaving her to her own devices. The bar, her body, her mouth, her lake water and whiskey branches. Off the record, her husbands might have been more than convicts. She might have needed more than their protection, this brown bob Chicago broad. Her own name spelled out on the marquee of a cedar branch in the Northwoods.